This is the Karma. Hello, everybody. My name is Alexander Reyes, and this is the Karma for Friday, November 4th, 2022. I did promise a book review, but I'm going to wait till the following episode. It's because I've been so busy trying to get my book together. It's been really been an interesting adventure so far. And I want to talk about the process that I've been going through with Help Wanted, my novel that is going to be released on November 11th. I'm very excited about that. And some other things I want to talk about to wrap it up for this whole episode. But I want to talk about Help Wanted first, because Help Wanted was kind of the baby in all this. And I really am very happy about that. Help Wanted is, of course, a story I have been developing for many, many months through research, through opinions, through talks to other people to get ideas, and I'm putting it all together, and it looks like the book is going to be a real smash bang, as I like to say. This is about the story of a woman that finds a scroll, and she reads a scroll, and she finds out that that scroll contains magical elements that will turn her into a genie. It's one of the more interesting things that you might say. It's one of the most interesting things you might have to do. But of course, with Help Wanted, you never know what to expect. These magic stories, of course, are very interesting, of course. And one of the most incredible things about our story is that, with Help Wanted, is that it's one of the main focuses of the adventure. Now, what is Harem? Harem is supposed to be Homeland Action Response Emergency Masters. And that's one of the more interesting things I wanted to talk about, because I am just very winded right now because I'm so excited about this. Harem is, of course, this an organization that deals battling the forces of evil, battling all those elements of that endangered. They protect the genie realm and the human realm. That's what they do on both sides of the coin. Harem is a very interesting organization in its own self and its own right, but also it tends to be one of the most important ever. As for Sandra and her friend Tina, they're going to explore what it means to be a hero, what it means to be everything, to be magical and fun. It has a touch of eroticism, a little bit, but it also has a little touch of action, a little touch of adventure. And there's a villain in this story. Her name is Lamania, but she also has an even bigger villain. He's called Nebula. And Nebula tends to be a villain that is one of the most interesting that I have ever done. For being my first novel, I find him to be very complicated. And from an arrested point of view, it's like trying to see how this person comes out of nowhere being so angry and frustrated, because he's been in a tree for 1,000 years. You'd be upset too if you were stuck in a tree also for 1,000 years. So he's embedded in a tree, and he's actually infuriated by this. But he's a villain, and he's destructive, and he's chaotic, and he's evil. So it is what it is, and that's what's so scary about that story. The part of the story that I'm going to write is kind of scary. So it has a lot of action, it has a lot of adventure, and I've been working on this for a very long time, and I've busted my tail doing this, and it's almost ready, and by Friday it should be out to the world, and I'm very excited about it. 1 week from today. That's why I'm going to do two or more episodes before the election, before the book comes out. So I'm going to be very happy about that. So Help Wanted is one of the stories that I want you guys to enjoy. And I'm going to be very happy. I'm very happy so far. And I want you guys to be happy as well. Fantasy is not an easy thing. Genre, fantasy is a fun thing, but it's also not an easy thing. It comes in your mind and you release it from your soul. And that's what you have to do. And I'm very excited about it and where it's going to be going in the future and what we have next coming up. I'm very excited about it. So, in the meantime, I'm going to give you a poem today as always, I'm going to read you this poem. It's called Icy Lust by me, Alexander Reyes. Icy lust is a cold wind growing into the sides of your soul. Broken, smashed, never said, never told. What is the icy lust in your soul? Burning like anything else. Burning like a tender kiss. Flowing like the roses in the night. But turning cold when the storm comes into sight. An icy wind comes into action. What is the rudeness of it all? What is the braveness of it all? It is the cold, icy lust, the tenders of it all. Breaking the stone that makes everything happen, but everything else is winded. An icy lust is there, forever an entrapment. I hope you like the poem, and I hope you like it, and I hope you enjoy it. I want to switch gears, though, to finish up, because this is a shorter podcast than usual, because I'm still doing my book. I'm still finishing up the book as we speak. I'm trying to do the final editing, so it's a shorter podcast than usual, but the next one is going to be longer because it's going to have a book review. That I promise. The next one is going to have a book review, and that is going to be the one I'm going to do with, and I promise to do that. I want to talk about the election. I'm sighing because I want people to understand. On Tuesday, we have a very important election, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be there. You have to vote. You have to get out there. It's important. And, you usually don't take these elections seriously, but, ladies and gentlemen, you have to take this seriously. This is a lot on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and you have to deal with this. Our very democracy is on the line, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not. And it's very important that you register and vote. Or if you're voting, if you have voted already, like I'm going to vote on Saturday, please vote. Please vote. Please vote. Please vote. It is important for us, for our people, for our future, and for the future of humanity. Yes, I mean the future of humanity. You know, I was told one time that, I was told by a friend of mine, says, you know, there's a lot of, every time you vote, there's a lot at stake. And he's right. Elections have consequences, people. And if you don't vote, don't complain next year when you're out there saying, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. Remember, my friends, always remember, elections have consequences and you have to vote. Please vote. Please vote. It's for our future, for our humanity, for our people, for our entire planet. It is big stakes. It is great stakes. And I'll tell you this much, please, 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 don't sit on the sidelines. Please get out there, register, and vote. Please go out there and vote. So, I'm ending this podcast today, this episode today. It's a shorter podcast than usual. I usually have my podcast usually to 10 to 15 minutes. But because I was having some technical problems, and because I'm doing my book right now, it's a shorter podcast. It's not a lengthy podcast like I wanted to do today, but it's all right. But I'm hoping that you guys will listen. Hopefully you know that I'm okay. Hopefully that you know that I'm back doing my podcast, and I'm gonna feel great. This is just a little mini update I've been giving you guys about my book, and I'm gonna do another podcast on Sunday. Thank you so very much, guys, for talking. Thank you so very much for listening to me, and I thank you guys for being there with me since the very beginning. But I'm also asking you guys to please vote. It's not a joke. Please vote. It's not a joke. Thank you so much, guys, for talking. And thank you for listening to me. And thank you for being there for me. I can't wait to see the reaction when the book comes out 1 week from today. Help wanted, guys. 1 week from today. It's coming. It's coming. The book is coming. 1 week from today. Thank you so much, and remember, the karma is in you. My name is Alexander Reyes. Have a great day, and we'll speak to you again on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.